Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. To everything there's a season, and there's a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit does he have who works in that in which he labors? I've seen the travail which our Elohim has given to the sons of men to be exercised in with. He's made everything beautiful in his time, and he's also set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that our Elohim makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of our Elohim. I know that whatsoever our Elohim does, it will be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor can anything be taken from it. And our Elohim does it so that men should fear before him. That which has been is now. That which is to be has already been, and our Elohim requires that which has passed. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, our Elohim will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. And I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that our Elohim might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are animals. For that which befalls the sons of men befalls animals. Even one thing befalls them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they all have one breath, so that a man has no preeminence above an animal. For all is vanity. All go to one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the animal that goes downward to the earth? Why then do I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works? For that is his portion. For who will bring him to see what shall be after him? End of chapter.